Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can always get the podcast at Google, Apple, Spotify, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. Remember, while you're there, to rate, subscribe, and share, so that way you and your friends never miss a minute of the show. We are hearing this time and time and time again across the country, where there was a prolific offender who was released from prison or not charged or released with very little bail that went on to reoffend, surprise, surprise, and then killed a citizen or killed a police officer. It just seems like this is never ending and these judges are never held accountable. Joining us now in the Genuine Auto Glass studio line to discuss, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Ari, for having me to talk about this. We are beyond frustrated to have yet another young police officer killed by an offender who should have been in prison. This case was a 100% preventable. Deputy Isaiah Cordero should have been spending Christmas with his family, and instead, now they are planning his funeral.
This is beyond horrible. And what we're seeing is that this judge named Hudson really just released this guy, and that led to the shooting. That led to this whole thing. This whole thing could have been avoided if they had just kept the guy in jail. So how is this judge being held accountable, and do they have a track record of this?
So we cannot... Here's the problem, and this is what people need to talk to their legislators about. There really is no tracking of a judge's record. They don't do it by county or state or federally. And that's incredibly frustrating because Judge Kara Hudson has let out this guy, William McKay is his name. And he's 44 years old. He was a three-strike felon. What that means in California is this is his final felony where he is supposed to go to prison for life or at least about 25 years because California never really follows their own law. But the judge inexplicably let him out, not to await trial. She let him out to await sentencing. So here we have a man, a known gangbanger, a known dangerous felon, was let out to await his sentencing and was out for over a year before he was able to murder Deputy Cordero. And I want to talk about what he did. This is a guy who's been in the system since 1999. He has done multiple assaults with firearms. And, doesn't the left always talk about gun control and more gun laws? He also did multiple robberies, and then he stabbed a police dog. And yet this was a guy who got to be out to await his sentencing, even though he had a three-strikes conviction. It's just inexplicable is the only way I can say it.
We're talking with Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, a spokesperson for the National Police Association. I completely agree with you. We see this happen all the time here in Seattle. It's time and time and time again. And I always wonder why the free passes go to these guys. I mean, they call it diversion or treatment or whatever it is, but the people never actually have to show up. And instead, they just go on to reoffend. We have people in Seattle that had 70 convictions, 100 convictions, and they're allowed to continue doing this. So I guess what's the direction we can go in right now? People can talk to their legislatures, show they support the police. I mean, I'm getting kind of tired of saying that to my audience. There's got to be something more we can do.
Well, there absolutely is. We at the National Police Association said, this is it. We've had enough. So we have a petition on our website. Go to nationalpolice.org. Sign that petition. We're averaging about 1,000 signatures a day. We've only been doing this a few days. Because this doesn't just affect California, it affects this entire country. So what we want to do, and we're not going to let this go, we are a very tenacious organization, and we're a charity that supports American law enforcement and the people who support us. What we're going to do is present those signatures through the system so that we can force Judge Kara Hudson, and I want everybody to know her name, C Kara with a C, Hudson with a T. Judge Kara Hudson needs to step down instead of waiting till the end of her term, and she should never be on the bench again. She has Deputy Cordero's blood on her hands. She has not given an explanation for what she did, but she clearly cares more about criminals than she does about police officers or the people that we are trying to protect. So that's why we have this position, this petition.
In the last few minutes, we have a Sergeant Betsy Brander Smith. There's something that's happening here in Seattle. I know it's happening in other places around the country. I'm wondering if this had anything to do with it. There are these nonprofit groups. They are raising money, like the ones that the Vice President of the United States promoted while she was running for the job, that bail out rioters, that bail out these offenders. Here in Seattle, one of the reasons they lower the bail of these activist judges is so that those organizations can afford to get these guys out of jail. Is there anything we could do to stop that? Because it just seems like they're part of the cycle too.
Well, and that's the problem, is there really is nothing you can do to stop them. They are regulated by charity laws, just like the National Police Association is. So when you're a charity, you can spend your money on anything that you want. And so many of these charities want to spend their money getting felons out of jail. Here's what I want people to understand about bail. Bail is a promise that you will show up to court. You know what happens when people get out and they've committed bad crimes? Most of the time they don't come back. And that's exactly what happened with this guy, this felon, this gangbanger who shot Deputy Cordero. He did not come back for his sentencing, and the judge let him out again.
Unbelievable. Sergeant Betsy Brander Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Thank you very much for all of your hard work, for looking out for our men and women in blue. Appreciate it and appreciate you joining us today.